Way News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. prosecutors Thursday announced criminal charges against a North Korean hacker they said was involved in a string of brazen cyber attacks in recent years. That includes the 2014 invasion on Sony Pictures and a 2016 heist at the Central Bank of Bangladesh. Prosecutors identified the hacker as Park Jin-hyuk, a computer programmer and member of a North Korean regime-sponsored hacking team known as the Lazarus Group. The group is accused of engaging in a multi-year conspiracy to conduct multiple destructive cyber attacks on banks and other institutions around the world. U.S. President Donald Trump says he thinks the controversial decision by the New York Times to publish a blistering opinion piece from an anonymous administration official has backfired. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
We've picked up a lot of support because at some point this whole thing is going to be exposed. And it's really bad.
President Trump, having used the word treason about the author, spoke at a Montana GOP rally urging the Times to name the writer in the name of national security.
Unelected deep state operatives who defy the voters to push their own secret agendas are truly a threat to democracy itself.
There are mixed views on that op-ed piece from both Trump supporters and detractors. The anonymous official claimed to be part of a resistance working from within. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Social media giant Twitter has permanently banned far-right media personality Alex Jones for violating his policy against abusive behavior. Jones, who is known as a conspiracy theorist, has about 900,000 followers on Twitter. His InfoWars website has hundreds of thousands of followers as well. The Twitter accuses Jones of violating the policy after he was seen on television berating and insulting a CNN reporter. This is VOA News. Syria will focus this Friday, as leaders look for ways to avoid a violent confrontation in Idlib province. It's the last region of Syria still controlled by rebels. The presidents of Russia, Turkey, and Iran are holding a summit in Tehran. Russia and Iran are Syria's closest allies and backs its military, while Turkey, whose border lies along Idlib, backs the rebels. Turkey fears a refugee crisis if Syrian forces attack. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, is singling out Russia.
An Assad regime offensive on Idlib would be a reckless escalation, even if chemical weapons were not used. It is up to Russia to keep this from happening, and we will discuss the humanitarian consequences of the Idlib offensive in greater detail tomorrow. In the meantime, the Russian Federation has recently been building up its naval forces off the coast of Syria, signaling that Moscow is pre-positioning itself to once more abet the murder and mayhem of the Assad regime.
The UN Security Council has been holding emergency sessions. The Senate Judiciary Committee continues to hear testimony this Friday from people who know U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh wrapped up a second day of questioning Thursday, a day after declaring his independence as a judge, but refusing to be pinned down on questions related to the investigation of President Trump and his 2016 campaign links to Russia.
The judiciary has been the final guarantor of the rule of law. As I said in my opening, the Supreme Court is the last line of defense for the separation of powers and for the rights and liberties guaranteed by the Constitution and laws of the United States.
Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis met Friday with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and other top Afghan officials, including the chief executive. Ghani said at the meeting that stopping attacks by Afghan forces on NATO troops is a national security priority, including the encounters known as Green on Blue. These are insider attacks. Ghani also praised the U.S. for expanding airstrikes. Mattis arrived at Bagram Air Base Friday on an unannounced visit a year into a new White House strategy for Afghanistan. Actor Burt Reynolds, the charismatic star whose career lasted for more than half a century, died at the age of 82. His agent announced the actor's death in Jupiter, Florida, but did not give a cause. The rugged mustached Reynolds was an icon of the 1970s America and its fixation on Hollywood celebrities. He was born in Michigan and was a football star, but was injured in a car crash, ending his football career. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.